to Hong Kong now. Police fired water cannons and pepper spray at protesters during demonstrations against a new security law imposed on Hong Kong by China's communist government. Earlier today, I spoke with CNN international correspondent Will Ripley on Skype. He'd been reporting on the streets, and I asked him about the new law and how the police were using it against the protesters.
Peter, I was really surprised to see so many police out on the streets. Last year, on July 1st, there was a massive demonstration. You couldn't even move in the streets of Causeway Bay as they marched towards the Legislative Council. And then we know they broke into that building. They occupied the building. It was shocking. It was a turning point. They were spray painting anti-China slogans on the walls. And the police stayed back. It was, you were almost wondering why they allowed this kind of thing to go on for so long. Fast forward 1 year later, you have a tiny fraction of the amount of protesters out and exponentially more officers. They were everywhere, it seemed like, just convoys of police vehicles. And what they did is essentially they were in so many different places all at once that they were able to stop any demonstration before it even bubbled up. But of course, because the national security law is now in effect, far fewer people were willing to take the risk and go out there and demonstrate today.
It sounds like it doesn't even take much now to be arrested. You've reported that a man waving a Hong Kong independence banner was detained by police, and that even things that people are saying or chanting on the street could get you arrested under this new law with severe punishment.
If you are in possession of a flag and they find it in your backpack and it says Hong Kong independence or Taiwan independence, you are arrested and charged under this new national security law. Hong Kong is making the case, you know, even though this law was imposed by Beijing without any input from the Hong Kong government or the people of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, the chief executive, is still making the argument that this is protecting citizens from these dangerous terrorists who are out protesting. I can see their point with setting fires or, you know, trying to, you know, create improvised explosive devices. But how is somebody who has a banner that says Hong Kong independence a threat to national security? That is the question that I intend to ask whoever will let me ask that question. You know, it's hard to get a sit down these days with anybody from the Hong Kong government. Frankly, they didn't even know anything about this bill in terms of details until after it had already passed unanimously. But the number of arrests for the number of people who were out is really striking. We're tape recording this. It's just before 9 o'clock in the evening here, and already Hong Kong police have arrested at least 300 people over the past several hours. I mean, the numbers have just been climbing up, and I bet you by the time this airs on your program, the number of arrests will be even higher.
So it sounds like the police have been emboldened here. I know you also tweeted a photo of a police officer who was stabbed by a protester in the arm. Put that into context for me.
Look, there has been violence against police officers, and it's really unfortunate that it happens. And we saw some shocking videos from the protests last year where officers were drop kicked. I mean, remember, officers were firing off guns with live ammunition because they were surrounded by protesters throwing bricks at them, you know, attacking them. Police officers have definitely felt under threat, but they have been accused repeatedly of disproportionate response towards these protesters. And now they have strength in numbers. You can impose a law, but there's still going to be that anger bubbling. That doesn't go away just because there's a law. And frankly, I wouldn't be shocked to see more attacks against police officers. And frankly, this law could radicalize those who are still convinced that they want to fight. Except now, if they're going to be charged with terrorism anyway, how much further could they go? That's my big concern moving forward. But, you know, the national security law gives unprecedented ability for the police here in Hong Kong, like the authorities in China, to monitor, to conduct raids, to conduct, you know, all sorts of surveillance that never was possible under the law here before. And so we really are in uncharted territory. We're in uncharted legal territory for the people who've been arrested. We don't know if they're going to get slapped with a huge sentence, 10 years for having a sign like that. I mean, the maximum is life imprisonment. This is all unknown. But we know that people can potentially be tried in the mainland in certain cases. And some of these trials might be held away from the public, without any press allowed, and just an announcement made at the end about how it went, without even a jury, just a panel of three judges.
And just briefly, there has been some international response here. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it is a sad day for Hong Kong and freedom-loving people across China. What else are you hearing around the world?
Well, the United States is starting the process of stripping away the special relationship that, you know, it has with Hong Kong in terms of trade, because they feel that Hong Kong no longer enjoys a high degree of autonomy from mainland China. You have the United Kingdom offering a path to citizenship for 3 million British nationals overseas, you know, living here in Hong Kong, basically allowing these people, if they want to leave, to more easily move back to the United Kingdom. These are steps that countries are taking because they feel that their citizens might not be safe here any longer, or at least might not be living in the place that they thought they were.
CNN international correspondent Will Ripley has been reporting from the streets of Hong Kong today. Will, thanks as always for your time.
Thanks, Peter.